Hey, what's up, everyone? Part of the Loan Officer Experience. Ryan here with another chunk from one of our previous podcasts called How I Stopped Reliving My First Year in Business Over and Over and Over Again. This piece that is about to play talks about delegating work to others to free up your time to give you the opportunity to go out and get that extra loan or get that new piece of business you've been working for and to get you on the path that will lead to 10X in your business. Without further explanation, here's how to divide and conquer.
This is your Loan Officer Experience. Let's go.
All right. I got a couple things here, and maybe some other things will spark as I keep talking. But one of the biggest, so as far as systems, right? I mean, I can just say systems, and then we can move on from that, putting systems into place. But more importantly than that, if somebody can do it 80% as good as you, delegate it.
That's a powerful quote.
Yeah, delegate it. I don't know if I have to expand on that.
I don't know.
Yeah, if somebody can do it 80%, actually, so I can expand on that with my second biggest thing. So if somebody can do it 80% as good as you can, delegate it. Mm-hmm. Number two, I'm not as important as I thought I was.
Wow. So these are all mindset. This is interesting so far.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah. Oh, brother, it's all. you know, there's another saying that I use a lot, like achieving or, you know, growing or getting to where you want to be or on your path anyway. It's simple, but it's not easy. Mm-hmm. And the reason it's not easy is because it's all mindset. So I'm not as important as I think I am is a statement of I don't have to be doing everything, right? I don't have to be the one returning the phone calls, putting out the fires, running the person's credit. It doesn't have to be me. But we're such control freaks in this industry that it took me a long time to realize that. And when I realized that, it took me a long time to let it go. And after I let it go, it took me a long time to stay let it go because I kept jumping myself into, and it was a long process, but not as important as I think I am. That was huge.
Let me ask you this around that, just your opinion on this. The predominance of the clients that I have are Mike Mem before, right? They're not this. And I see a lot of scarcity around that, a scarcity mindset when they say, hey, if I have to go hire somebody, then I'm going to take on a $50,000 person. That gives me more anxiety than what I think would alleviate. Did you go through any of that? And if you did, how did you deal with it?
Yes, I did go through that, and I still go through it. But it's a process that I go through now. Because quite honestly, every employee I have, not one of them cost me a dollar.
It shouldn't. They should be an investment.
They all make me money. So if you have to hire a $50,000 employee, which I mean, honestly, you know, it's not just $50,000. It's $4,000 a month plus matching the taxes. So it's another, you know, $4,800 plus it's a insurance
management, and it's management. You know, then you get into that and then you get training. Yeah.
But if you think about it, if it frees you up to go out and get two more loans, you're profitable.
Yep.
If you get one loan, it's paid for. Most of it's paid for. You get two loans, it's profitable. That's the way you got to think of it.
Yeah, keep going. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, if you're going to hire somebody and then go fishing, well, yeah, you should be nervous. If you're going to hire somebody and then sleep in until 12 o'clock, you should be nervous. But if you're going to hire somebody and then utilize that time to go out and make a few more referral partners, and believe me, it leads to way more than two loans a month. You know, you go out and get two referral partners that refer you every other month. That's, you know, another 12, what's it, 12 deal? That's another 12 transactions. Mm-hmm. And that's just one or two referral partners giving you every other month. God forbid you get somebody that gives you 12 a year, totally paid for.
No. So did you have any metric? Did you have any Excel spreadsheet? Did you like, because that mindset right now, you know, is awesome. But did you, when you were going through that process for yourself, did you have any, was there anything in any of your coaching programs? Was there anything that you looked at and said, hey, you know what? Like, Or was it a function of you being in a group mastermind coaching program that you were seeing other people doing that and doing it? Like, what was, like, what helped you through that part?
So what's, wow, as I'm starting to think about this. So we were the trailblazers. Mm. We were, there was no other people in our group doing what we were doing. Mm. We were the trailblazers. We were the guinea pigs. So, the one thing that changed my mindset on this, which is really huge. And, you know, as a business, you know, as a high eye personality who loves everybody and wants to be everybody's buddy and friend and doesn't want to upset the apple cart, my mindset goes, $50,000, that's a lot of money. But the truth of the matter is, if it's not a good employee, that's not going to cost you more than $4,000. If that employee isn't going to add to your, because you don't have to commit to hiring that person for 12 months. If they're a bad employee and they're not going to cost you money, you can identify that in 30 days. Maybe it takes you 60. It's only an $8,000 investment, not 50.
Yeah.
So, and the other piece about that is you don't have to hire somebody full time. I have an agent that I was on for over a year and a half to hire an assistant. And he couldn't get it through his mind. Oh, I got to hire this person and I got to pay them. And it's $38,000. I said, dude, hire him for 4 hours a day. So you don't have to just take the whole plunge. If you're a little sheepish or a little shy to hire somebody for $50,000 a year, hire him for one day, 4 hours a day. It frees you up to make a couple extra phone calls, go out and get one additional loan as a loan officer, make, you know, $3,000-$5,000. You're only paying somebody $15 an hour for 4 hours. That's, yeah, I'm good at math here. $60 a week, mm-hmm. $240 a month, and you just made $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the way we looked at it was, would you stand in front of that machine and put in $240, pull that lever, and it spits out $4,000? How long would you stand in front of that machine? Do it again.
Right.
Cool. Now you can afford to pay them for a full day once a week. Mm-hmm. Now you can afford to pay them. And again, just keep multiplying. So it's not all about taking the plunge all at once. You know, you can do it in bite-sized chunks. Let's go.
Thank you everyone so much for listening. To get the full tie-in, go listen to our previous podcast that this was pulled from called How I Stopped Reliving My First Year in Business Over and Over and Over Again. For a ton more valuable content, go visit us at Loan Officer Experience on both Facebook and YouTube. And while you're on there, go ahead and give us some likes and comments. It's always greatly appreciated. The links are in the podcast description below. And as always, please, if you have not already, subscribe to the podcast channel.